Another chapter for you this morning in the Auckland Hospital mortuary story. A body that governs morgue assistance in the UK is advising people to avoid working in this country. Yesterday we told you about the allegations of bullying, racism, disrespect to the bodies. Now Tim Ream, he's now a teaching technician at Oxford University, spent 9 weeks at Auckland City Hospital mortuary in 2009, hated it. And Tim Ream's with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Your experience in New Zealand out of 10. 10, it was fantastic. 1, it was a bust.
Okay, you want an honest answer?
Yeah.
For me, personally, and the impact it had on my life, it was a complete bust.
1.
Yeah. So, you could say about a 1.
So what went wrong? Is it the Britishness, or is it the way you were trained? What's going wrong here at the morgues?
I think what the problem is at that particular department, we're talking about Auckland, that's the focus as far as I know.
Yep.
It's for a long time standing now. I think before even any UK technicians went there to work, I think there was a toxic environment which has been created by certain individuals within that department. And I think when they started employing UK technicians, it was just another thing for these individuals to attack, and another one of these things, just another excuse, should we say, for them to behave in such an insidious and toxic way towards the individuals that were employed there, one of which, of course, as you know, was myself.
Indeed.
As regards training, I mean, from what I gather, see, now, I worked for 3 weeks at Christchurch Mortuary Department, and it was excellent, outstanding. So I don't think it's necessarily a New Zealand thing. You know, Christchurch is an excellent department, very high standards, very well run, and a good team that work there. But you go to Auckland and it's a different kettle of fish.
So in Auckland, would you argue it's a systemic thing? In other words, it's the way the entire place is run? Or is it just a handful of individuals who have got a fiefdom there and they're causing trouble?
I can only really say, in my opinion, and this is just in my own opinion, I would say it is a problem from the top down to the bottom. Now, how the rest of that hospital is run, I don't know, because I only worked in the mortuary. But certainly the line managers who were in charge of that mortuary department, as far as I was concerned, were not doing their job in terms of reining in the toxic elements within that department and putting them squarely in their place. They just failed to do that. If you were to ask my opinion as to what was going on there in terms of the dynamics between the staff, I'd say the root cause was you had a man who was the technical head of that department who simply did not have a robust enough personality to command enough respect with two junior technicians who had very strong personalities, and they had more or less free rein to do as they pleased. And he just did not have what it took to put them in their place. And in fact, there were plenty of times he sided with them. So I think that was the root cause of it. Beyond that, I would say the more senior management, the people above the technical head, who were aware of what was going on, were aware that he wasn't in full control of his staff in that department, failed to act. They just didn't do what they should have done.
All right, Tim, listen, I appreciate your time. Tim Ream out of Britain this morning.